It is a Friday morning, and I thought I had a story ready to go, and apparently I have to dig back a little further to get it, having to do with college majors. What was your major at college? I got a couple of degrees. I got an associate's degree in marketing from the Tech in 1987. Yeah, I went to school there from 85 to 87 after initially starting at UW-Eau Claire. It's a long story. And then also then went back to Eau Claire pretty consistently, starting in summer school 87 and just kept going until I graduated in, I want to say, August 10th of 91 with a major in broadcast journalism and a minor in political science. Speaking of college majors, a new survey asked Americans which college majors they consider to be good decisions at this point in time. Kind of interesting. Nursing and engineering tied at the top of the pack with 88% respondents considering at least a somewhat good choice. Yeah, a lot of just so we have so many nursing jobs and not enough nurses to fill it, right? These were followed by computer science, mechanical engineering, and electrical engineering, each about 84%, and business at 82%. The subjects that respondents think are actually interesting to study are history, 74% at least somewhat interesting, followed by psychology, 73%, and criminal justice, 71%. There's other interesting majors like philosophy or religion, but then or sociology, but then what do you do with that? You go get a master's and teach, I guess, or something. So, but at least you get a college degree, and I think, you know, it shows that stick-to-itiveness, that discipline. But, you know, there's debate about that. Others are like, you know what, it costs a lot of money, and too many college graduates are living in their parents' basements. So, all right, today in history, it is Friday, January 9th. I believe this is the birth anniversary of one of our founders, Warren Stewart, from back in the day, so remembering him. Also, I heard this earlier on a radio station that this is the anniversary of the Bucks ending the Lakers' 33-game winning streak, still the longest winning streak in the NBA and maybe in professional sports. 1972, well, I like to think that I was eight. I was seven. Was at that game with my dad at the old Milwaukee Arena. So that is one of the coolest sports events I ever got to go. For whatever reason, a couple of memories. One is like being in the parking lot. MacArthur Square was a place we would park. And another is just kind of after the game. I can still give you the score. Check me on this. I think it was Bucks 120, the Lakers 104. It was a Sunday afternoon broadcast, actually. So how's that for working the memory? Also, today in history, we go back not as far as 1972, but how about 2006? Yeah, 2006, in New York, the Phantom of the Opera overtakes Cats in becoming the longest-running show in Broadway history. And we close out First Thoughts with their devotion. Number 10 of 19 from Brennan Manning in the back of Ragamuffin Gospel is 19 Mercy Spiritual Retreat. Today, We Cry Abba reads like this. Brennan says, a rabbi invited me to a bar mitzvah at his synagogue. During dinner, I watched as the rabbi's 4-year-old son finished what he had to eat, got bored and wandered away from the table. But he hadn't gone far before the little boy suddenly seemed to his bearings. Turning around in a panic, he searched until he spotted his father at the head of the table. Then he ran as fast as his little legs would carry him. 2 feet from the table, he flung himself into his father's lap, shouting, Ab, Ab, Abba. Even today, Abba is the first word most Israeli children learn. Abba, Daddy. Jesus says that is the true posture of Christian prayer, that of a little child fleeing to his father's lap, calling, Daddy, Daddy. During those crushing hours in the garden, Jesus cried out, Abba, Father, Mark 14:36. And the Apostle Paul reminds us that God's sons and daughters have received the same spirit, Romans 8:15 says, enabling us to cry out, Abba, Father. Do you see why the revelation of Jesus on the nature of God is so revolutionary, says Brennan? Why no Christian could ever say one form of prayer is as good as another or one religion is as good as another? What Jesus Christ reveals is that the God in whose presence Moses had to remove his shoes, the God who fingertips this universe fell, the God beside whose grandeur the Grand Canyon is only a glimpse, the God besides whose power the nuclear bomb is as nothing, this infinite holy God, Jesus announces, we may dare to address with intimacy, with the same tenderness, familiarity, and reverence. In fact, as a toddler flying to his father's lap while calling out, da, da, daddy. Today's suggested reading, Galatians 3:26-4:7. Thomas Merton, quote, closes us out. We make ourselves what we are by the way we address God. Vicki and I are thinking along the same lines this morning. She checks in the listener line, 715-396-1670, as we've been calling it a No Fear Friday. She says,
Morning, Mark. Since you're saying it's No Fear Friday, how about we play Fear is a Liar? I love that song. Have a great day.
I do, too. And how about Back to Back from Zach Williams? Because he's our featured musical artist from Whip Incorporated this month off his new one, Jesus Loves. But going back earlier to Fear is a Liar, here he is on Whip. Good morning.
When he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough.
WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show, and you know we have a prep service we use, and got a story from Wisconsin garnering national attention this morning, Caleb.
Yeah, I mean, and it's always good when we can garner national attention for something that isn't bad.
Yeah, so, that's for sure. So this one is a sheep that had been roaming free for at least 3 months along Lake Michigan here in the Badger State has finally been captured and relocated to a farm.
Maybe it didn't want to be found.
Yeah.
Meredith Beal, who raises sheep at Sunnyview Farm over in Germantown, began searching for the lost sheep after receiving reports of sightings in her area.
Huh. The captured sheep has been named Hilda Houdini and has received a shearing before settling into her new home at Sunnyview Farm.
Roaming free for 3 months, but finally, the sheep is home, or at least at a farm again. It's time for what we call your Monday morning headlines, where we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. Here we go.
A study found that children are no safer riding in sport utility vehicles than in passenger cars because the doubled risk of rollovers in SUVs cancels out the safety advantages of their size and weight.
If you ask me, the safest vehicle for kids to ride in is one that's easy to turn around and drive home until they start behaving.
For sure.
A daily walk is good for us, and now researchers say faster walking means a longer life.
So basically, live like you're constantly late for an airport gate.
Makes sense.
A study says we're much better listeners if we keep our eyes closed.
Good news for all of you who constantly fall asleep in staff meetings.
I'm just listening.
An Italian study showed that pasta doesn't make you overweight.
Seems like every week a different food is reevaluated and found to be not as bad as previously thought. I'm still holding out hope for Oreos.
Right?
A study found 2 of every 10 teens have some hearing loss and don't know it.
And it's nearly impossible to tell which teens are losing their hearing and which ones are just ignoring everyone. Science is trying to get the word out to correct a misunderstanding. The ability to curl your tongue is not the indication of the presence of a dominant gene.
But it is a sign that you have way too much free time.
Exactly.
And finally, researchers say dolphins have a sixth sense.
And here I am, still trying to master common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
The best of the week. 5 days of programming boiled down to less than 3 minutes. Sounds like this.
Mystery.
A mystery safe discovered.
This is off the coast of Shark Bay, which sounds intriguing. Western Australia. An Australian man recently retrieved a safe from the bottom of the ocean floor. Now, Shark Bay is known for its shipwrecks and discovered this safe. And it's like, wow, what could be inside? It's time for Tuesday Trivia on the Whip Wake Up Show. About 1 in 3 men say they enjoy this activity. What activity?
Jim from Ernie.
Hey, Jim.
About shopping for clothes.
Shopping for clothes, about 1 in 3. So about a third of guys say, yeah, I enjoy shopping for clothes. Is that it? It is.
You're the winner, Jim.
Now, Jim, you've been calling for a little while. Have you ever won before?
No.
Well, there you go, Jim from Ernie. And not only did you help us a while back figure out where Ernie is on the map, but now we're putting you on the map. You're a winner in Tuesday Trivia. Congratulations.
Nice. Thank you.
Do you like to shop for clothes, Jim?
It's not my most favorite thing.
The actual stat is 29%. 29% of men, so less than a third, say, yeah, I enjoy shopping for clothes.
Rachel Lamp on her 41st birthday. She'll be on the One Fest stage Saturday, August 1st at 3.
This is Secret Sound, and pretty simple. We'll play a sound for you. It's short, and the first person to get it correctly on the air will win a pretty great prize.
It's the perfect radio game. You can't Google this.
So, without further ado, here it is. It's not much.
Uh-uh.
It's not much.
Putting quarters in a pool table.
Putting quarters in a pool table. You know, we were just playing pool at my uncle's over our little Christmas break in Iowa. Not the kind where you have to put a quarter in.
Yeah.
Is this putting quarters in a pool table, Alvo?
No, it's not. And I don't think that's ever been guessed for any contest we've ever had.
So there you go. We don't have a backup prize for you, but thank you.
Hey, this is Kendra from Winter. I'm going to guess a paper hole puncher.
Is it a paper hole puncher?
Uh-huh.
Let's listen again. Havo?
Is it a paper hole puncher, like a three-hole punch or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It sure is, Kendra.
It is, Kendra. You got it.
You're going to Culver's.
Well done. Kendra, I think you're one of our most faithful contestant participants. And I don't know when the last time was you won. And we're very happy for you.
Yeah.
What was inside this mystery safe on the ocean floor in Shark Bay, Western Australia?
The reveal on the Wib Wake Up Show.
It was?
Caleb will tell you.
Expired beef jerky.
I want a letdown. There you go, the best of the week.
Thanks, Havel, as always, for putting that together. We're off to a good start here in 2026.